1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Back live tonight, and we'll be live every night, unless I decide to take a night off to have dinner with, say, oh, I don't know, Matt Groening. I'm kidding. Maybe. On Thursday night. You might want to make a note of that, Mark. So, we're going to be live until, when is it? The 23rd, and then that will be the last broadcast of the Phil Hendry Show. However, I want to tell you, and we do have Ms. Dooley and Mr. Dooley in the offing to talk about this controversy having to do with graduation parties and parents hiring strippers. We're going to talk to a couple who got into a little bit of trouble with their neighbors because of that kind of thing. But just to conclude my thought about the website, you can sign up on our website by giving us your email address. We'll keep you updated as to projects that we have forthcoming, the new audio that we're going to be adding all summer, and the live streaming that we're going to be doing. And when I say live streaming, we're going to be streaming shows that you haven't heard before. Many of you haven't heard before. If you were with me, say, in Minnesota, you might have heard a few of them. Or if you're with me back in the day in Miami, you might have heard a few of them. So there's going to be more and more archived stuff, for want of a better word, on our website as the summer progresses. Ms. Dooley, how are you tonight?
I'm doing very well, Phil, and I wanted to, I know Steve and I want to join in congratulating you on your retirement from radio, and you're moving into television and film, and we're very excited for you.
Well, they haven't done it yet, and I mean, the whole thing with that is that you become an independent kind of a guy. You know, you don't have banking hours anymore.
No, I understand it. One of Steve's brothers was an actor for a while, and as well as, I think, Steve, who was
my cousin.
And one of his cousins was involved and did a couple of movies. So, no, we know it's a tenuous life, and it's job to job, but we congratulate you.
So tell me about your son, Justin, who graduated from high school this year. A lot of the graduations are coming up this weekend. Western States had theirs last weekend.
They had it on Friday night, that's right.
Okay. Was there a graduation party at your house?
There was, Phil, and what we did, and so many parents, I think, make the mistake that if they hire entertainment for their graduating sons or daughters, they don't do it in a responsible way. And I'm speaking specifically, you mentioned that we hired a stripper. We did not hire a stripper.
It's more like an exotic dancer, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, she's an exotic dancer.
All right, what does that mean? Tell me what the kids, and when I say kids, there were 17-year-old boys. Were there girls there?
There absolutely were, but this was entertainment for the boys. The girls were doing their own thing. You know, they were dancing. We had a band out in our backyard. We have a gazebo area where we set the band up. But the boys, for part of the night, we had a, when we say exotic dancer.
Was she stripping?
No, she was not stripping, no.
Yeah, that's the area a lot of parents are going to get in trouble with, Henry. They're not taking off the floor.
She was not, what my husband is saying.
That's Mr. Dooley, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir.
And she would not remove any clothes.
No, what my husband is saying is she never took her clothes off. She was dancing.
Well, how was she dressed? And how old were the kids that were in the room?
Well, they were all high school seniors. Some of them were 17, but some of them were 18. But here is where, when I say you have to do it responsibly, we are responsible parents. We're very connected to the kids. We're very with a lot of their trends and styles. We like a lot of the music that the kids like. It makes us a little bit different from other parents. We're very, I would say we're contemporary. We enjoy, you know, a lot of the different groups. So what we wanted to do is have something that would speak to the needs, I guess, of the kids. So she didn't take her clothes off.
What was she?
What she was wearing was that kind of wear that's appropriate for that kind of a dancer. In other words, there was a G-string, but there was no nudity whatsoever in terms of any of the private area. That she was wearing sort of a spaghetti strap top with pasties.
All right, well, that's pretty darn close, though, isn't it?
But there was absolutely no nudity, and there was no touching, and there was no lap dances, and there was none of that. Now, I'll anticipate your question, Phil. Why did we do this?
Well, absolutely. I would like to know why you did it. Especially, you know, I was just looking at the TV before we came on the air, and I saw the news there about teachers having sex. There's a whole attitude here now about the sexualizing of young people. People are, I think a lot of parents are getting tired of it. Once you're 18, you're 18. But
Well, again, there were some boys in the room that were 18. And
I understand that, but, you know, Texas has just passed a law that you cannot, even if there's an 18-year-old, a teacher can't have sex with the kid. But I guess that doesn't...
Well, yeah, that doesn't really apply here.
Well, what I'm saying is there are a lot of parents who are... There's nothing wrong with adults doing whatever the hell it is they want to do, but kids, you know...
Absolutely, Phil. I agree. Steve and I agree 100%. What we did before we brought out... Let me just back up here. We had the graduation. The kids came over. We had dancing. We had a great time. And then Steve said to the boys, we have some entertainment for you. And they came out. We brought Amy out, and she was in...
Now, who is Amy?
She's the dancer.
Okay. How did you hire her?
We hired her through an agency that Steve was familiar with and some people that we talked to who would be appropriate. You know, which one of your dancers doesn't have to take it all off, doesn't need the, you know, the big tip money. Now, what we did was we talked to the boys before very, very seriously. We said to the boys, we're doing this because you're graduating, but we're also doing this as a way of preparing you for life. I don't think that there is a man listening right now, Phil. I don't think there's a woman listening right now that isn't aware and understands that sooner or later, these young men are going to be in a room similar to that. A friend is going to be getting married. They're on a business trip. They are any number of places where they're expected to sit and watch a woman take her clothes off. I told the boys, this is really a part of a life lesson. And
so what are you telling these boys, that sooner or later...
Well, they're going to be at the bachelor party, you know that. They might as well get them ready for it.
It's a way, in other words, Phil, of saying... You're going to grow up, you're going to be in the world, and you're going to be in a lot of social situations. Bachelor parties happen. There is no more, I don't think there's a man on earth who doesn't look absolutely, almost like the scum of the earth, if he's at a bachelor party and a stripper comes out and he says, oh, well, I have to leave now, you know? And by the same token, I don't...
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I had a golf tournament 2 years ago. I'm a married guy. They brought a stripper out. I quietly excused myself, went out on the patio, and had a cigarette.
Well, you're a married man. I'm talking...
You're talking about single men?
Yes. And so what we're saying is...
Let me give our phone number before we get too far into it. Ms. Dooley, I hate to interrupt you. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. They had a stripper. Not a stripper, an exotic dancer.
Look, absolutely.
Didn't take any pants off.
And this woman was at a graduation party they had for their son, Justin. She didn't remove any clothing. She simply danced in a provocative way. We say that?
Yes, absolutely she did. But no touching.
There was no touching, no lap dances. And before she came out, you gave the boys a talk saying, this is going to be something you're going to have to deal with in life. Bachelor parties and so forth.
Yes, and business trips where men go on business trips. And they're married men, and this is understood by wives, Phil, believe me. And it's understood by, brides-to-be, fiancés. When your man goes out with the guys, yes, there's going to be a lap dance. Yes, there's going to be strippers. Someone's going to hire a prostitute, whatever. What you have to do is understand that this is a part of business. And my husband is...
It's a part of business, Mr. You know that.
Maybe traditional business, the business I'm in, I doesn't call for a hell of a lot of traveling. 1-800-449-8686. Ms. Dooley, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley are also president and vice president of the Homeowners Association of Western States. Now, what happened was we had a news item, because there's a lot of news today, on the Homeowners Association out there looking to have her and her husband removed. I didn't bring that up with them. After they found out about this graduation party for 17 and 18-year-olds, where the young men were led into a room and a woman came out and danced. She was wearing a G-string. Did you get that, Bud?
Yeah, G-string and pasties.
G-string and pasties, which anybody knows, that's like, come on. Now, Ms. Dooley says that there was no touching, no lap dancing, and that it was a necessary lesson for young men who eventually will be going to bachelor parties and going on business trips. 1-800-449-8686. You know, there's a lot that you need to learn in this world. I don't know that, and plus these guys were underage. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley in a moment.
1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Ruth knows more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686.
All right, well, now we're getting into a little bit more of it. Phil Henry with Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. The hiring of a woman for your son's graduation party on Saturday night, whether she was a stripper or just an exotic dancer, has people concerned. But you're saying that there was no touching.
Phil, I was there in the room the entire time. There was no touching. There were no lap dances. It was a demonstration for young men as to what they can expect when they get into the world of business or when they are just out into the world with their friends.
Their guy friends. Not every day.
What did your husband say?
About their male friends?
Yeah, about the guys they hang around with.
Well, I mean, I've been to bachelor parties, and yeah, I've seen strippers and more. But I don't know that every man has. I couldn't speak for them. And
well, it is a fact, Phil. And the other thing is that my husband says that there's a lot of, in the States, there are a lot of deals that are done at a lot of these sales conventions. There are a lot of business connections that are made in a lot of these kinds of places. I'm not saying I approve of it. I'm saying we did it to get the boys ready. And that...
Now, was Steve involved? Was your husband, Mr. Dooley?
Yeah.
Were you involved?
You're not a demonstration.
What Steve showed the boys, you know, was anything. He put dollar bills in her G-string, something like, you know, it was very innocent.
It was very totally innocent. On the floor and everything.
Well, according to the Homeowners Association, did you lay on the floor with a $20 bill in your mouth?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did, Phil, but she did not do ordinarily what a lot of those women do. It was a demonstration.
And well, why do these kids need to be shown how to lay on the floor with a 20 in their mouth? You know, in other words...
Phil, honest to goodness, my husband was talking to me about this and filled me in a lot. And women, a lot of women know this. Some women don't. And if they don't, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. These young men are going to be expected to act in ways that are... That's business. I don't know how to...
You know, this business is the way to do it. Lay it on the floor.
All right, so you lay it on a floor with a 20 in your mouth, and...
We have the... if we have the tape, I can get it for you, Phil, because what we did, and it was a... Just by a fluke, what was happening, I was downloading something at the time, and I also had my iPod on, so I got a hold of this tape the next morning. Do you want to get it, Steve?
What is this a tape of?
That's the tape of the shoe dancing.
All right, we have it now, if you can hear this. Everything was very innocent, and...
You know what I mean? Get on the floor and bounce. Okay.
What am I hearing right now, Ms. Dooley?
Phil, that's Steve saying to the kids, look, this is what you do. It's you don't hear the boys. They're not hooting. They're not howling. They're not doing anything. Okay, you can turn. They're not hooting or howling. They're just watching as Steve demonstrates.
Why is this an important thing for a young man, other than business and other than getting out into the world?
We have an educational system today that is a disgrace. We have an educational system today that doesn't prepare our kids for anything. These are boys that have finally gotten out of the educational system. And what education they've gotten... Only God himself and Christ on the cross, those are the only two people that really know. I would think that after good, hard work in sometimes educational systems that are substandard, you know, a little horse, what do you call it, Steve? A little horse and pony. A little horse and pony show is not going to be the end of the world. And I am very, very shocked at Carolyn Newber, Cynthia Weiling.
No, wait a minute. These are people who may not want their names on the air.
No, I don't care. I am shocked. Carolyn Newber, Cynthia Weiling, Janice Gurley, who has been such a big help of mine. Tony Roberts, who has just moved into our community, where she gets off telling me what to do in my own home, I don't know. And also Samantha Adamley, who was on our organizing committee and presumes to present herself at my door yesterday morning with these other women to say they didn't approve of what was going on in my home. Whose business is it of theirs? Is this Nazi Germany? Is it Iraq or Iran? Do we not have the right to teach our children
how to lay on the floor and put a 20 in their mouth?
I'll never forget the boys' faces are jaws at the floor, huh?
Steve said the boys were having a good time. It was all innocent.
And all right, well, what did the parents think of it?
The parents didn't know a thing until these women opened their mouths. But here is the thing. Most of the parents, when we explained it to them, they were perfectly fine with it. We shook hands, and they realized it was all a big mistake.
I got to tell you, if my guys came from a party where there was a dancer, I probably wouldn't say anything. But if it was just the guys and there was no touching.
Absolutely no touching.
All right. But I'll tell you something right now. My wife would be on the phone raising high holy hell.
Well, that's what women do. And that's what I tried to explain to Carolyn Newber, who's particularly prudish. And I want to say, Carolyn, I know you're listening. As are many of the members of our Homeowners Association board and our Architectural Board and our Summer Tactical Design Board. I think, Carolyn, you've got a lot of nerve. A lot of nerve coming to my home.
Mine's upset.
All right, if you need to compose yourself. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Let's get Liz on the line here. Liz, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I was calling because she mentioned something about how she has to prepare, that she was preparing these boys for what they have to expect in life, like with, going to a bachelor party.
Yes, yes.
Well, my son just had a bachelor party. Mm-hmm. He's going to be married in August.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bachelor party, and one of the things is he told his friends who wanted to get him a dancer, an exotic dancer, he told them no, he didn't want one. So they ended up going to, to a jazz-type music place, and he enjoyed it.
This is your son, right?
Yeah, this is my 29-year-old son.
All right. Well, I wanted to ask the lady a question, if I could.
Well, let's let Liz finish what she was going to say. Go ahead, Liz.
Yeah, I raised three sons, and they're 22, 26, and 29.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when they were in high school, if somebody were to do that for a high school graduation party, I wouldn't let my sons go.
No,
I don't think it's something that they need to be exposed to. And, my son's 29 and he still chose not to do it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Your son is 29 and he's just now getting married, correct?
Yeah, he's going to get married in August.
Okay. Have you had concerns at
all? Have I what?
Have you had concerns? I'm trying to put this as delicately as I can.
What do you want to say?
Is your son is not getting married because he wants to prove he's a man or anything like that, is he?
No, he's getting married because he loves his fiance of 4 years.
What are you trying to?
I'm wondering how it is a young healthy man of 29.
Doesn't want to get his face raised.
I can't hear.
I didn't hear. I didn't hear the gentleman.
Me either.
I think a young man of 29. Why he would.
Let me finish if you're trying to say why he would not want to dance her.
Why he would not want to enjoy that, yeah.
So you're asking me why he wouldn't enjoy it?
Yeah, and I have concerns.
Did he
date a lot before he met this
girl? Of course. I've had three sons who have dated a lot. And the thing is that everybody has a choice of what they want to do. And he chose that. He didn't want to do it.
Can I ask a question seriously? Did you see any behavior? Terry cloth robes? Anything?
Are you asking the lady if she thinks her son is gay?
No, he's not.
Okay, all right.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Steve and I, we got up early and we watched the World Cup. It's really exciting. We're really enjoying it.
Yeah, the World Cup, a lot of fun.
All right, we're back on the air. Steve and Bobby Dooley with me from Western Estates Homeowners Association. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. You have been, both of you have been sent actual formal letter from the Homeowners Association asking you to step down.
That's correct, Phil, but these are, it's sort of pro forma. They really don't have, the individuals who want us off of the council really don't have the political clout within our homeowners association. And once we explain at the general meeting, which will be Tuesday night, and again, I am addressing Carolyn Neuber, who I know is listening tonight. There will be a general meeting on Tuesday night, Carolyn. You will see that you have no support. You do not have the votes. And I would think that our time is better spent finding out how we are going to get the service gate repaired, finding out how we are going to clear space in our community room for the ballet and for the yoga and Pilates classes that we have planned for this summer, rather than you worrying about a party, a graduation party that I had for my son with his friends where Amy came out.
Where did you hire this dancer?
Excuse me, I'm not finished. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Where Amy came out, did a tasteful dance, very sequin G-string, yes. Pasties, yes. Because my husband got on the floor with a 20 in his mouth. Doesn't mean the boys did.
Well, is he giving demonstrations on how...
Yeah, that's what they're going to have.
It'll be expected of them, and there's not a wife out there that doesn't understand it.
There's not a wife out there that doesn't understand that eventually their husband's going to be on the floor someplace with a 20 in his mouth.
Phil.
I'll tell you right now, I got a wife that doesn't understand that.
You know what? She tells you she doesn't. They expect it. We live with it. We laugh it off, and we live to love again.
All right, 1-800-449. But Mr. Dooley, just one question.
Good.
Where did you hire this young lady?
I was in a club at Jumbo's Clown Room when I was in the parking lot after the girls got off.
Steve was in the parking lot as the club closed.
And so the girls came out?
They came out, I told them I had a water bill.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Crystal on the Phil Henry Show. Crystal, you're a former stripper, correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I have to say there is no tasteful dance a stripper has to do. I mean, there is nothing tasteful about it. I used to be a stripper, and I can guarantee you that I would not have given a dance to a bunch of graduating boys, first off.
Mm-hmm.
Second off, there is no tasteful dance whatsoever. And if you're going to stand by and watch your husband get on the floor and give a 20 to a dancer, then obviously there's not much there in that relationship.
Well, let me ask you, was there an actual...
Kept her G-string on, and she did not remove the 20 from his mouth. But
what did she posture as if she was going to, the way they do?
Yes, because as Crystal knows, and first of all, Crystal, I want to say I respect you, and I respect the line of work that you're in. I think women, there are a lot of different ways for women to make, I think dancing is beautiful. I understand
that it's... Sounds to me like you were more interested in having the dancer there than the boys were.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, it sounds to me like you were more interested in having the dancer there than the boys were.
She was lovely. I'm not. If you're intimating some sort of, what are you intimating? I thought she was lovely. She was very interesting to look at. Yes. What are you intimating?
Well, like I'm saying, I mean, I just said it.
I mean, I'm just.
It sounds to me like you were more interested in having the stripper there than the boys would be. I mean, they're teenage boys. Yes, they're going to enjoy it. But don't you think that you should have asked their parents permission before you had this gathering?
Well, there was nothing going on, though. See, I was the guy on the floor with the 20.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you're bringing young boys into a home and having a girl there taking most of all her clothes off. Yes, she may have left on a G-string, but that doesn't cover up much.
Well, no. All she had on when she came was a fur coat. She took it off, and boom, there's the G-string and the pasties.
I'd like to ask the young lady a question, Phil.
Go ahead.
Crystal, one of the things this young lady did, and I didn't think it was any bad about it, she didn't take her clothes off, slapped the cheeks of her butt together real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
I can do all kinds of stuff. Like but, I mean, you know, Steve, why would I want to do it to a young boy? Why would I want to do it in front of young boys?
Well, what Steve said, that she did this. What were you saying?
Did as good as any black lady I ever saw.
Because I... I'm sorry. Well, is your... I don't know how to put this. Is your derriere or your posterior pronounced?
Oh, yeah.
In other words, you could slap the cheeks together.
Well, yeah, definitely, you know. Mm-hmm. But why would I want to do it in front of a bunch of young boys?
Well, that's the question here, Bobby and Steve. Crystal, why?
I think I answered that question. Crystal knows there's a lot of times in life where you're going to find yourself wanting to wish a very good friend a good marriage, Godspeed, and you have a bachelor party.
Exactly.
And you
spring getting married, mm-hmm. and not young boys graduating.
But what we were saying, Crystal, and maybe you joined us late, this was our way of showing the boys, as they go into life, what they will have to learn.
But not everybody's going to have to learn that, and I don't think that that's going to have anything to pertain to most of their lives. I mean, not every male will go to a bachelor party.
Yeah, okay.
I know a lot of men that have never been to a bachelor party. They don't even know what goes on at bachelor parties.
And is that what they tell you? Oh, come on, Crystal, come on.
I'm serious. I know a lot of men that have never been to a bachelor party and don't care to ever go due to the fact that they are not into that type of, you know, they'll be glad just going to a bar and sitting down and drinking instead of going and sitting and watching a woman strip.
But you know as well as I do that a young man, when he goes out into the world and he wants to bid a good friend goodbye and Godspeed,
she slapped the cheeks together and looked like the ocean.
I don't know what he means by that. He asked me...
Is it a style of dancing?
Yeah.
All right.
There is several styles of dancing. I mean, not everybody's going to do
right.
a dance the
no,
same
but
way. But I'm going to tell you,
when
there
you
is
slap
no
your
tasteful
cheeks
way.
Together, when you slap your cheeks together.
Excuse me, I was talking.
Mm-hmm.
There is no tasteful dance that a stripper can do for a young boy coming out of high school. Now, if he wanted to go to that type of, you know, place and do, you know, go in and go to a strip club and pay money and stuff. That's fine. That's his prerogative once he meets the rightful age to
Absolutely.
Be able to do that.
But here's
you
what
You have a gathering at your home where these boys are gathering in and their parents have no clue on what they're doing.
But there's nothing going
Crystal. Not
there's nothing going on. What I thought it was fun because Steve asked the dancer, he asked Amy, would you ask? He asked her to slap her butt cheeks together so it looked like the ocean. And he said, look at this. And the boys thought that was funny.
Well, of course, they're young boys.
Is
that the same as taking a younger boy, like in junior high and high school, earlier high school years?
It was fancy.
You still do the same thing? No. If my kid ever grew up,
it was really fascinating.
And I have a child, if he ever grew up and said, Mom, I want to go to a strip club, I want to tell him what kind of people are in the strip club.
A lot of those guys are lonely people.
I wanted to ask.
A lot of the men who go into strip clubs are pretty nasty men.
But you know as well as I do. It's a lot of these girls, I don't know if you do, I know Amy does, they use ping pong balls, they use hard-boiled eggs.
Not where I went.
Ping pong balls and hard-boiled eggs.
Sounds to me like you got a pretty trashy dancer, first off.
I beg your pardon.
I've danced in several places.
Mm-hmm.
And any place I have ever danced, I danced for 4 years straight. And anywhere I ever danced at, most of the men that come in there, most of them have been going to strip clubs since they were younger. And of them are very regulars in strip clubs, and they're very sick men.
You didn't date any of them? Or
No, I've never dated a man. I've never dated a customer.
Now, my question would be this. When you're going to find this really fascinating, and Phil, you will too, and a lot of people don't know that Nancy Reagan, who was a former first lady of ours, and was one of the great women in the history of our country. Do you know, and this is a fact, before she was an actress, Nancy Reagan, and I don't know if it's an actual world record, but they say she holds... I'm sorry, my son came in. She holds the world's record for shooting a ping pong ball out of her you-know-what. Now,
hands, but that doesn't mean I want young boys watching me.
Well,
all you're doing is setting up your, all you're doing is setting your son up to be nothing
some sick,
but a
twisted guy that hangs out.
Freak.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask a question here, Ms. Dooley. You're bringing up ping pong balls and hard-boiled eggs. Did this happen at this party?
No, it did not. Amy gave a brief talk after her dance.
She gave a talk?
Yes, she got done with the dance, and then she put on her bathrobe, and she told the boys about some of the things they're able to do.
I'm sorry. I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
All right.
After a private party, I have never sat down and talked to people, okay? It sounds to me like you are setting your sons up or your son.
I'm saying that it would be fascinating.
But a pervert, okay?
I think it would be fascinating for you to sit and tell people how you get the muscle development to get your butt cheeks to slap together.
Why would she want to sit and tell guys that? Why would she want to sit and tell young boys this? I think, in all honesty, she done a demonstration, and you're just too coward to say it out loud.
Ma'am,
afraid of what's going to happen.
Ma'am, you know that Ronald Reagan, they said he loved jelly beans, but his real throw was a ping pong ball. Now, that was the President of the United States.
Oh, come on. Are you trying to tell somebody how,
after I get done with the dance, I was not going to sit and tell somebody how I put my legs on my shoulders and hold myself up by only my hands and do push-ups.
Well, you should, because it is an art form.
Why? No man wants to know that. They're just perverted. That's all they're caring about.
It's an art form. Ronald Reagan
does not care about why you're dancing or how you're dancing. He cares about what he can see while you're dancing.
Ronald Reagan was fascinated with Nancy's ability to shoot jelly beans.
I'm so sorry. I just don't believe that.
They had a golf course. They had a putting green at Oval Office.
Oh, bull crap.
Yeah. I'm just kidding about that, but that's true.
Are you telling me? I hope you can verify what you're saying about the former president, the deceased president.
Phil, it's all in Kitty Kelly's book.
Any mother and father is going to sit in a room and watch their son and his friends who have just graduated.
You remember when Ronald Reagan gained all the weight he did, sitting in the office with his mouth open? Well, Nancy was shooting those jelly beans, and that was the president. And, you know.
All right, look, at Crystal, thank you so much for your call. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. I would say that you better be right.
So this is all in Kitty Kelly's book, Dutch.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. I don't believe it in the least. But the point we're making here is to invite a stripper to a high school boy's graduation party, even if she's not taking her clothes off, and then she gives a talk afterwards on how she gets her butt cheeks to slap together. Man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Because of that, yeah.
All right, though, did the woman have some kind of a sausage or something?
What was it?
The kielbasa.
She had a kielbasa. But it had nothing to do with the boys that were there. That's what I'm trying to say. And that, obviously, a kielbasa sausage is not a man's you-know-what. I tried to explain all of this to Carolyn Neuber, who sticks her nose into every aspect of my life. Well, you know what, Carolyn? You're going to get it hacked off. Because I have had it. Now,
was the woman there with the boys, though, with this kielbasa going down her throat?
She was demonstrating.
And then she gave a talk.
All right.
You know, Phil, rather than investigate my husband and I for having a bachelor party, for having a graduation party, for trying to bring some joy into the lives of young men, why don't you go tell John Kennedy Jr. to take some flying lessons?
Yeah, tell John Kennedy Jr. to take some flying lessons.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, it's about as relevant.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back with your phone calls in a moment on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It wasn't a 20.
I'm back with Bobby and Steve Dooley on The Phil Hendry Show. You laid on your back, sir, with a 20 in your mouth to show the young men what happens at bachelor parties.
It was not a 20.
It was not a 20.
No.
Why would he have a 20 in his mouth if he's not actually going to tip her $20? In other words, it was a demonstration. So,
it was about a $5 bill.
Well, it doesn't matter how much the denomination was. 1-800-449-8686. Dave, go ahead. You're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I had a question for Bobby. Bobby, hi. My name is Dave. I'm from West Haven, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
father of two and five-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about your political aspirations. I don't care about butt cheeks or jelly beans or whatever. But what I do want to know is, why do you think that your son's position, or anyone in his position, is the right position? Whereas the call that called up
Your
cell phone broke up, Dave.
Hello?
Yeah, your cell phone broke up.
Oh, okay.
I just
want to know why you think that's the right position, and someone who doesn't want to have a bachelor party is the wrong position.
I didn't say that. I simply said we had a bachelor party. We didn't even have a bachelor party. It was a graduation party for these boys who'd worked very hard to get through the swamp that our public education system is. And she came out and she did a dance.
But can you understand that there are some guys who just happen to love the other person and really wouldn't want one?
It's hard to understand. I think men say that. I think men say that, but I don't think that men really mean it, you know? Is the caller there?
Oh, we lost his phone.
I think that men say, oh, you know, I really love my wife. And, of course, they do. But I saw Steve lay on the floor. He had a one in his mouth. She grazed it. You know.
Who, the dancer?
Yeah, Amy.
Yeah, she's kind of got a sideswipe. Might have got a little streak on my face.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?